It's that time of year when lots of us are thinking, even resolving to eat healthier. I know I am. And later this morning, the Obama administration is expected to release a new set of dietary guidelines. These guidelines are updated every 5 years, and they're considered the government's official advice on what Americans should be eating. NPR's Allison Aubrey joins us now to talk about that. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
What's changed? Let's start with that. What's likely to be in the new guidelines that's different than, say, 5 years ago when the old ones were put
in place? Well, a key issue is right here in front of me. I am holding it. It's sugar. Americans eat way too much sugar. I've got this little tub of yogurt, which we all consider a healthy food, right? And it's got nearly 20 grams of sugar, which is about 4 teaspoons. So a key recommendation that is expected today is to eat less sugar. We've already been given this advice to limit sugar. But Americans are eating, on average, about 22 teaspoons a day, which, you know, maybe isn't surprising given how much sugar is added to so many different foods. Now, over the last 5 years, there's been a lot of scientific studies published showing that this amount, you know, 22 teaspoon range, increases the risk of type 2 diabetes and heart disease, even among people who are not overweight or obese.
So is there a guideline on how little sugar we should be eating? Because, you know, everybody's going to eat that much.
Right. Looking for to go up to the limit. Well, the Committee of Nutrition Experts that reviewed all of the science and advised the Obama administration on what to include in these new guidelines concluded that we should be getting no more than 10% of our calories per day from sugar. Now, this translates, depending on how many calories you eat per day, to about 10 or 12 teaspoons a day. So the guidelines will likely go with this recommendation, which would mean for many Americans cutting your sugar consumption in half. Now, I should be clear that we're not talking about intrinsic sugars here that are found naturally in fruits and milk and vegetables. It's all the sugar that gets added to foods.
Okay, then what else is new or different?
Well, we're likely to hear some new advice on meat. The evidence has been piling up that eating a lot of red meat and processed meat can increase the risk of certain cancers and heart disease. So this year, the panel that advised the government in crafting these new guidelines came out and said Americans should be told to shift to a more plant-based diet and should limit meat, specifically red meat and processed meat. Now, the World Health Organization has already weighed in, pointing to cancer risks. And the expectation here is that the new guidelines will make some recommendation on meat, but it's controversial. I mean, the meat industry has been very critical, pointing to evidence that meat can be part of a healthy diet, that it's a good source of protein.
Am I then, though, crazy to think that Americans maybe won't even be following these guidelines?
You are not crazy. I mean, if past is prologue, Renee, most Americans won't eat by the guidelines. If you look at, for instance, the recommendations on, say, vegetable consumption, the percentage of Americans following the guidelines is in some cases in the single digits. But this does not mean that these guidelines, you know, aren't important. The guidelines kind of form the basis of federal programs such as the school lunch program and the WIC program that helps feed at-risk mothers and their children. And I should point out that the guidelines are just a small part of a much bigger public health effort to get people to eat healthier.
NPR's Allison Aubrey, thanks very much.
Thanks, Renee.